I thank Jesus for the opportunity to talk with Pastor Joe and the opportunity to come here to share God's message.
我很感谢神今天借着苏牧师的邀请可以来这里来证道。
May we continue in prayer.
我们现在做一个祷告。
Hey, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. And Lord, we ask that you continue to guide us as we look into your word. And Lord, we pray that you look into our hearts and may we be transformed in you.
主啊，我们在这里求你自己的圣灵动工，让我们借着你的话语能够看见我们内心的状况。
Thank you, Lord. In Christ, we pray.
谢谢我们感谢你，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 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 I'm going to read through 2 Timothy 1 through 7.
我们现在把圣经打开，提摩太后书一章一到七节，现在由我来读。
And you're welcome to read through the scriptures in your Bible.
请你在自己的圣经上来读。
I also have the verses later on PowerPoint.
现在我们已经打上来了。
And I do apologize. I didn't have your Chinese version, so oh, you do. Okay. Well, thank Jesus for that.
感谢神，我们已经有中文版本在上面了。
Second Timothy 1, starting at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
提摩太后书第一章第一节。奉神旨意照着基督耶稣里生命的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你我感谢神就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神祈祷的时候不住地想念你纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此，我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们。不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Let's pause for prayer again.
我们再到神的面前来祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for the reading of your word.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们可以读你的话语。
Lord, may it continue to be you and only you.
主啊，让我们单单的来仰望你。
Thank you, Lord, for the songs of worship that we can sing before.
我们感谢你，我们可以用诗歌首先来到你的面前。
May we continue that sense of worship.
也继续我们这样子在你面前的敬拜。
In Christ's name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Paul is recognized as a great theologian, missionary, and teacher.
使徒保罗他是众所公认，他是一个非常伟大的神学家，也是一个宣教士，是个老师。
Apostle Paul's many accomplishments include influencing almost half of the New Testament letters.
他其中一个很伟大的一个成就，就是在新约一半以上有受到他的影响。
He also brought the gospel into Europe and Asia Minor and sometimes into hostile territories.
他把福音带到欧洲小亚细亚，甚至是有一些非常敌对他的地方。
On that missionary note, Apostle Paul has been credited with planting at least 14 churches.
在他宣教的事工上面，他建立了14间教会。
That's kind of like starting up 14 companies from scratch.
就好像我们现在想象这一个人，他开始建立了14间新开创的一些公司。
Even with such a daunting task, Apostle Paul was successful in setting the infrastructure for a network of believers.
在这样一个艰难的工作里面，保罗他在这里就建立了一个让众使徒众信徒们在全球有一个交流连接的这个需要上，他建立了一个很基础的一个楷模。
And if anyone could be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, in my honest opinion, during those Bible times, I would credit Apostle Paul.
所以我相信，当时如果有诺贝尔和平奖的话，保罗他一定是一个得奖人。
But even more exciting, I find Apostle Paul was willing to even train up new future shepherd leaders.
那更让我兴奋的是，我发觉保罗他能够带领出有这种牧者心肠的这些领导人是非常他做得非常的成功。
And there's one protege that just stands out from the rest.
在这所有的他所带领的这些人当中，其中有一个给我印象非常的深刻。
And that protege of Apostle Paul is Timothy, as being addressed in two complete letters.
这个人就是提摩太，然后在新约的书信里面，有两卷就是对着这个人所写的。
Thus for today, we'll explore Apostle Paul's second and final letter to Timothy.
今天我们要来看的这一卷书，也就是给保罗给提摩太的第二封信，也是保罗在地上的最后一封书信。
In the first chapter of 2 Timothy, we'll find out how Apostle Paul is so effective in connecting with others.
在第一章里面，我们就可以看到保罗他是怎么样有很深切的可以把自己跟这些同工们连接起来。
His interpersonal strategy could be summarized as the three E's for effective empowerment.
他所做的这些事情，我们可以总结，就是说有三种可以力上加力，让人得着能力的这三个步骤，三个方法。
So let's begin with verse 1.
让我们从第一节开始来看。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus.
奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Verse 2, To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
In just this opening of the second letter, we see Apostle Paul demonstrating his allegiance to Christ Jesus.
就在这短短的两节里面，我们就看到保罗他对我们主耶稣基督是多么的信实。
I mean, you do the math, in just these two verses, he repeats and worships Christ Jesus three times. And again, these two verses.
就在这短短的两节里面，我们就看到耶稣基督这些已经出现了三次。
According to Apostle Paul, Jesus serves as a foundation in three ways.
在这里面我们看到耶稣基督在他写这封信里面提出了就在基督里面就提出了三件事情。
It's through Jesus, Apostle Paul receives his calling as an ambassador and an apostle, as we see in the first half of verse 1.
在第一节的前半部，我们看到是借着耶稣基督，保罗成为是被召的使徒。
Jesus serves as a promise of eternal life, as we read in the second half of verse 1.
我们再看到，就是有生命的应许，也是在基督耶稣里的。
And Jesus is a source of blessings, grace, and mercy, as we read in verse 2.
在第二节里面看到恩惠、怜悯、平安，也是从基督耶稣来的。
In a sense, Apostle Paul wastes no time to demonstrate his allegiance and attachment secretly to Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以看到，在这个地方，保罗他直接的就让我们看见他自己跟耶稣基督在这一个灵里的这个紧密的连结。
And this is how Apostle Paul demonstrates the three steps of empowerment. The first being teaching that value of embracing Jesus. You can turn to the slide at that point.
所以我们现在所要来讨论的就是他是怎么样，保罗他是在我们要讲的这三个步骤，立上加利的这三个步骤，第一个步骤里面他是怎么样子委身在耶稣基督里头。
Now, with this first of three E's, it's embrace Christ Jesus. We'll see that Apostle Paul doesn't teach it. He leads by example.
就在这个以英文字母三个 E 为首的这三个字，第一个字就是委身于耶稣基督，他不是用言语来教导，是用生命来带领。
Again, as mentioned, just these two verses, he's embracing Jesus Christ three times.
在这里我们就刚讲过前两节短短的两节，他就已经用这三个耶稣基督这三个字，他看到他全然委身，好像是拥抱耶稣这样子的一个状的他的心。
What's so significant about this is that for Apostle Paul, it's not about him.
很特别的是，他在讲这些话的时候，我们可以看出来，这个不是在他。
It's not about Timothy.
也不是提摩太。
It's not about me.
也不是我。
Nor is it about you.
也不是你。
It's all about Christ Jesus.
是因为所有的都是归在耶稣里面的。
We can do nothing unless Jesus is in our own hearts.
我们不能做什么，除非这一件事情是在耶稣基督的心里头。
We can look at a reference in the slide. It's John 15 verse 5.
在约翰福音十五章五节里面，他这么讲的。
Here's Jesus speaking.
是耶稣说的。
Quote, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
For the second of three E's, we'll continue with verse 2.
然后在第二个我们要讲的这个 E,就是在第二节里面会出现。
Verse 2 through 5.
在第二节到第五节。
To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you.So that I may be filled with joy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神、我们父主耶稣基督归于你。我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。祈祷的时候不住的想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切的想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
In these four verses, we see the relational softer side of Apostle Paul.
我们在这四节里面，我们就看到保罗他是在这个关系上面显现出他比较柔软的一面。
In verse 2, we see Apostle Paul publicly and affectionately recognizing Timothy as my dear son.
就在第二节里面，他公开的而且充满爱意的来对大家说，提摩太是他亲爱的儿子。
Like a committed father, Apostle Paul treats Timothy as his own very one.
就像是一个非常认真的一个父亲，他来承认，他来把提摩太当成是从自己而出的一个儿子。
Now, from the context of verse 3, it quotes, I constantly remember you in my prayers. Verse 4, I long to see you, and I am reminded of your sincere faith. From these three verses, we can infer that the two have been physically separated from each other for a significant amount of time.
在这里我们看到他有提到他纪念提摩太的眼泪，而且他不住的想念他。在这些经文里面可以看出来，提摩太跟保罗他们两个那个时候是分离的，不是在一起的。
I mean, verse 4, he's saying, I long to see you.
他说我切切的想念你，想要见你。
And because of such separation, Apostle Paul affectionately expresses how much he misses Timothy.
他也在这些经文里面让我们看到他是多么深切的去想念提摩太。
This reminds me, of my oldest son. By the way, God's blessed me with 3 children, and my second one is over there. Austin, just wave your hands.
Okay. 神给我有三个孩子。是这特别的祝福。在后面的这一位是我第二个孩子。
My wife would love to be here, but when we arranged the time for me to come just a few weeks ago, I do apologize. My wife had a prior engagement.
我太太很想要来到这里跟大家一起，不过上次也跟孙牧师提过，因为她有别的事情，所以这一次很可惜，她没有办法在我们当中。
Now this reminds me of my oldest son who is not here. His name is Justin.
我最大的儿子，他的名字叫 Justin。
He's a junior right now in high school.
他是初中的一个学生。
I remember when he became a sophomore just a few years ago.
他是在中学第二年的时候，在几年前。
And he was enrolled for his first teenage summer camp.
那时候他就已经他第一次想要去参加这个青少年的夏令的露营。
And though this summer camp only lasted for 6 days,
这个夏令营呢，大概是这个露营是六天。
I mean, this is the first camp for him and for me, so it felt like eternity.
对他来说是六天，对我来说是好像是永恒这么的久了。
So during that long, long week, I remember sitting at the dinner table and observing Justin's empty chair.
每次我在晚餐我吃饭的时候，我就常常看着这一个。本来是他坐的这个空的这个椅子。
I confess, I was so worried. I called his camp counselor twice in that 6 days.
就在这六天，我必须要告诉你，就这么短短的六天，我就打电话给他们的营地起码两次。
Now, as for Apostle Paul, according to several commentaries, the physical separation from Paul and Timothy was not for several days, it was for several years.
在注释书里面我们看到保罗跟提摩太这一次的分别它不是几天而是好几年。
So while longing to see Timothy again, as we read earlier in verse 4, Apostle Paul does not hesitate again to express his gratitude and excitement for his young apprentice.
所以在这几章里面保罗他毫无保留的在这一些文字里面来表达他对这一个提摩太他的爱还有他的感恩。
Allow me to historically explain why Apostle Paul is so excited about his protege Timothy.
让我从历史的角度来跟大家看为什么保罗他是这么的对这么的看重这一个年轻的提摩太。
Now, Timothy was Apostle Paul's go-to guy to help out the troubled church at Corinth as recorded in 1 Corinthians 4:17.
在哥林多前书第一章四节的那个第一章第一哥林多前书第四章的时候，在那边他有提到提摩太总是为他差遣讯息到很有问题的教会去里面一个重要的人。
And Timothy was commissioned by Apostle Paul as the highest ranking ambassador to the respected church in Philippi, according to Philippians 2:19.
在腓立比书二章十九节的地方也可以看到提摩太他是被保罗任命是一个很重要的一个使者然后到到腓立比教会去传话的。
Because of Timothy's exceptional track record, it's not surprising that Apostle Paul publicly takes this second step of empowerment.
在这一个地方我们就看到提摩太他所做的事情我们就不难去理解为什么保罗他在这个地方公开的对这个保对提摩太来表达对他的很多的情感。
So from these verse 2 and verse 5 is Apostle Paul encourages Timothy as his dear son and one having sincere faith.
在第二节到第五节当中我们就看到保罗他用这样子一个鼓励的方式来告诉保罗来告诉提摩太是他很亲爱的孩子而且在他的里面有一个无畏的信心。
So the first was embrace, and the kind of point to the next point of the slide is now to encourage.
所以第一个我们提到的就是对耶稣基督的委身第二个就是对人的鼓励。
Now you're all excited, like, wow, this is the third and final point now. We're almost there.
大家一定很兴奋哦。OK, 有三个啊步骤，现在我们已经到第二个了。
Hang in there, because the third is like Apostle Paul's biggest punch theologically.
在第三个步骤当中，就等于是保罗他用一个比较深刻的神学观要来震撼我们。
So kindly keep your seatbelts fastened.
请大家把安全带系好。
Now, Apostle Paul brings in some deeper theology, such as in this third step of empowering Timothy.
在第三个部分，就是保罗他用比较深刻的这个神学的这种真理来加强提摩太的力量。
So verse 6 and verse 7.
我们来看第六节跟第七节。
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And verse 7, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所赐给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Here we see Timothy's weakness being exposed.
在这里，我们看到提摩太他的一个软弱呈现出来。
Timothy here is struggling with being timid.
提摩太在这里我们看到他是比较容易惧怕的人。
Many commentaries also suggest that it's possible he deals with struggling with insecurity and fear.
在很多的解经书里面也看到提摩太他长期的是处在一个不安全感，而且是他会比较会惧怕的一个人。
But that doesn't stop Apostle Paul from taking that third and final step for Timothy.
但是这一些的软弱并没有让保罗他就阻挡了这个第三个步骤要怎么样让提摩太立上加力的一些教导。
As we read in verse 7,
在第七节。
To reignite that spiritual fire.
要再一次的把他的这个里面的这个火再眺望起来。
And the third step, we can pull up that point there, is exhort Timothy in Christ Jesus.
所以在第三个步骤的意义就是这个劝勉。
We do live in the dark times.
目前我们所处的这个环境是非常的黑暗。
The darkness is getting greater.
而且这个黑暗好像是越来越大。
But greater is Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣比这些黑暗还要大。
And now I want to cover these three spiritual elements in verse 7.
所以我们要在这一些经文这两个经文当中来看到三个属灵的真理。
These three elements being power, self-discipline, and love in that spiritual order.
在这里我们要提到的就是刚强，还有谨守、仁爱，这个是这么。把这三个这么讲，是因为有一个属灵上面的次序。
As we read verse 7 again, for the Spirit God gave us did not make us timid, but give us His power, love, and self-discipline.
在第七节里面，他讲神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Here, Apostle Paul reminds Timothy to neither be insecure nor afraid.
在这里，保罗再一次的提醒提摩太，让他不要没有安全感，也不要胆怯。
But rather be courageous and strong because of God's power.
但是却要刚强壮胆，因为是神的力量。
According to a respected and contemporary theologian and preacher,
在最近的一个很有名的神学家，还有一个传道人他是有这样子的一个说。
Warren Wiersbe explains that the Holy Spirit that allows us to conquer such fears and insecurities.
这个人是华伦·威斯比，他在他著作上说，神他允许我们去经过这一些的惧怕，还有这一些的不安全感，是让我们能够更加的经历神，能够更多的服侍他。
And only then can we experience and serve God more effectively.
所以我们可以服侍他更有果效。
Such as in Acts 1, Jesus explains that the Holy Spirit will come and empower His disciples to witness in amazing ways.
我们就在使徒行传第一章里面，耶稣他也提到，他说圣灵会降在你们的身上， 然后使徒们就会得着能力去做非常奇妙的事情。
And here in this verse in Acts, we see Jesus teaching.
我们在这里看到耶稣的教导。
In Acts 1:7, he, meaning Jesus, said to them, quote, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority."
在使徒行传一章第七节里面，他说到，耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的日期，所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
Verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And if you're a geek like me, if you study the Greek,
如果你像我一样这么爱读书的话，我非常喜欢的希腊文。
That same power that Jesus spoke of is the same power that Apostle Paul used in verse 7 of 2 Timothy.
所以我们在这边提到的这个能力，使徒行传一章七节的能力，也就是保罗也使用同样的字眼，在刚刚我们他为提摩太所勉励的能力是一样的字。
So I chose power to talk about first. So let's skip over to the third word is self-discipline in 2 Timothy 1:7.
刚刚在那边的能力，我们这边翻译的是刚强。那现在呢，我们就继续来看第三点，也就是谨守的心。
So according to verse 7, the second way Timothy will experience the spiritual fire to be stoked is through the Holy Spirit's self-discipline, as I noted in this green curvy line.
我们现在知道保罗的教在这里的教导就是当提摩太他里面的火能够再燃烧起来，是因为他靠着这个谨守的心。请大家看前面的这个投影片。
And it is John Wesley, a noted theologian and preacher from the 1700s, that insightfully observes that this self-discipline actually complements power.
在十八世纪约翰卫斯理这一个神学家跟传道人，他有提到，就是说在这一个谨守的心跟神的这一个大能是连接起来的。
Okay, you got this power, which I'm noting is royal purple.
看到的这个刚强或这个力量就是这个紫色的这条线。
And you got this.Self-discipline noted in the green.
这个谨守的心，或者是自律，就是这一个绿色的线。
They're not just polar opposites.
他们不是相对的。
There's actually a unique synergy between the two.
他们两个是需要彼此的来协助彼此合作而成的。
Allow me to explain.
让我来解释一下。
In a sense, Apostle Paul is forewarning that one should neither be reckless nor rash when using.God's gift and talents such as power.
在这里保罗他来提醒，当人有了神的能力的时候，要非常的懂得，不要莽撞也不要乱来。
Rather, when dealing with God's power, one should also be self-disciplined, sound-minded, responsible.
所以在这里保罗他提到，当我们有神的能力在我们身上的时候，我们要非常的仔细，我们要非常的小心，而且要充满理智的来使用。
This reminds me of a movie back in the 2002 era.
就这样子的一件事情，让我回想到2002年的一个电影。
Forgive me if you're not into Marvel, but I grew up with Marvel comics and stuff. So the movie was Spider-Man.
这个电影就是蜘蛛人。
In the beginning of this movie, you got the scrawny, small teenager.
在刚开始的时候，我们会看到这当中的一个主角是一个非常瘦小的一个年轻人。
And his name was Peter Parker.
他的名字叫做彼得·派克。
On a side note, I didn't put this in the notes, but I was so cheap, I never bought the comics.
我。
Yeah, this is not rehearsed, sorry. But back in the old days when I was a little kid, I was so cheap, I never bought the comics.
我那时候我非常的，我小时候很穷，所以我呢从来都没有买过这一些漫画。
I'd always visit my friend's house to read his comics.
然后呢，我就到朋友家去读了。
And he would always buy Spider-Man.
哦，他总是会把那个，他总是买了很多蜘蛛人的漫画。
That's why I know and so much about Spider-Man now.
所以这是为什么呢？我对蜘蛛人还挺有研究的。
So you got this scrawny teenager named Peter Parker again.
所以这一个非常瘦才瘦骨如柴的这一个年轻人。
And as tiny and weak as he is,
他是非常的软弱。
This radioactive spider comes from nowhere.
哦，就有一个能够发射有一个发射性的一个蜘蛛就从一个地方下来了。
And this radioactive spider bites him.
这一个蜘蛛呢就咬了他一口。
And now this tiny Peter Parker.
这么小的这个彼得派克
becomes so strong.
变得非常的有能力。
He can climb walls like a spider.
他可以像蜘蛛一样在墙上一直的爬。
And crazy, he can shoot spider web from his wrist.
就是出乎我们的想象，他手指间可以射出这个蜘蛛的网。
Well, there's one scene in that movie later on.
这其中有一个场景是这样子的。
Where Peter's uncle, his name is Uncle Ben.
他的一个叔叔叫做Ben 叔叔。
Uncle Ben cautions Peter not to be rash nor irresponsible with his powers.
这个 Ben 叔叔就很慎重地告诉他，你有这样子的能力，你不能随便，要非常的仔细。
In the movie, Uncle Ben can be quoted.
所以在这个电影常常被拿出来讲的一句话，就是 Uncle Ben 的一句话。
With great power comes great responsibility.
越大的能力带来越大的责任。
So let's take this relationship between these two even further of power and self-discipline.
我们再来更进一步的来看这一个能力跟这一个谨守两个之间的关系。
Now with us Americans, we can be like the historical Greeks.
我们住在美国，我们美国人可能会有一点像是希腊人一样。
We like to break things down into small compartments and categories.
我们喜欢把一个东西把它分得很细，而且把它分门别类。
Let's take food.
就像食物来说吧。
And I would read the RDA breakdown of vitamins and minerals.
就是在它后面的那个食品的标签，我喜欢去读它后面它有多少的营养成分，它里面有包含了多少的这个里面的东西。
Now let's talk about mutual funds.
我们再来看看这个基金，我们买的基金。
I'd like to know what are the individual stocks held within that fund, right?
我也很想要去理解这个基金里面到底包含了有哪一些的股票。
And how about a large party that you're invited to?
那当我们被邀请要去参加一个很大的聚会的时候，宴会的时候。
I mean, before I invite, I want to break down analysis like who's going, right? And who's not.
那我要去之前，我很想要知道到底是有哪些人要去。
Yet for this passage that we just read,
但是在这一段经文里面
，It's not too important to break things down so individually.
这个可能把它分得很细细小小的的单元来看，并不是最重要的。
In viewing this power and self-discipline, we have to view it with, let's say, a Hebrew lens.
当我们看到这个神的能力跟人的谨守的这一方面呢，我们是需要从这个希伯来人的文化，他们这个整体整全观来看。
The Hebrew culture sees things more holistically versus the Greeks.
希伯来人他们对整个看法，他们是比较是整全的，而不像希腊人他们是比较单独个人化的。
And in this case, power and self-discipline has to be together to create a synergistic whole.
所以在这个地方能力跟人的谨守。是需要联合起来彼此互助协作协助互助合作。
And as we see these, they're not two unrelated fruits, power and self-discipline.
在这两个里面，它不是两种完全没有关系的一种成果。
In one moment, we need God's power to release me from my insecurities, my nervousness, my anxieties.
一方面我需要向神来恳求。让我能够从这一个 不安全感、惧怕当中可以释放出来。
In the same split second, I'll need God's Holy Spirit to deal with my outbursts of anger or outbursts of anxieties and have that self-discipline to stay in control and stay in Christ's peace.
那另外一方面，我也需要向神来向神来求取啊，他这个谨守的这个灵在我里面，让我不是那么容易的去生气啊，让我也能够谨守。
So let's move on to that third and final spiritual strand.
所以我们现在在往前看第三跟第四的这两股力量。
In that same verse 7, there still lies the spiritual strand of God's love.
在这里就提到了神的爱。
If you can kind of put that on the next slide. So in verse 7, one more, there you go. In verse 7, we got that strand of love represented by that red cord.
那我们在这里就看到这个红色的这条线就代表了神。
The theologian John Wesley clearly observes that it is this love that is a spiritual glue that ties together both power and self-discipline.
约翰·威斯里的这一个神学家，他就有很深的洞见，因为他发觉神的爱是把神的力量跟人的谨守把它结合起来，唯一的一个很重要的。
So in this verse 7, Apostle Paul mentions love.
所以在第七节里面使徒保罗就提到了仁爱。
And later on, in 1 Corinthians 16, Apostle Paul clarifies that this love needs to be anchored in Christ Jesus.
所以在哥林多前书第一章里面，保罗他又提到这个爱的时候，他说这个爱是需要抛锚在耶稣基督里面的。
That should be on your slide right there, 1 Corinthians.1 Corinthians 16, verse 24, the same word love is being represented here is my love to all of you. Can you just read this with me? To my love to all of you in Christ Jesus. You anchor in Him.
So, 在这里他就有提到了我的爱是在基督耶稣里面是给大家的。
It is the love of Christ that makes the synergy more explosive in Him.
所以在因为有耶稣基督的爱，把我们刚所结合起来的这一些，变成是更大的力量。
Thus, the sacrificial love that Jesus exemplifies is the one that binds everything.
所以是耶稣他自己这个牺牲的爱，把这所有的都结合起来。
It is this red strand of love that is our anchor in which we live and breathe.
在我们看到的这一条红色的线，也就是让我们。可以呼吸，让我们可以跟耶稣紧紧结合的这样子的一个力量。
As we read earlier in John 15:5,
就很像我们刚所读的约翰福音十五章第五节。
Apart from Jesus,
如果我们离开了耶稣
，especially from His love,
尤其是离开了耶稣的爱。
Apart from Jesus' love, we can do nothing.
离开了耶稣没有耶稣基督的爱，我们就没有办法做任何的事情。
Okay, keep your seatbelts fastened, please.
现在我们再把安全带继续绑好。
We're done theologically.
现在我们终于把这个神学的部分讲完了。
But don't leave yet.
但是请不要离开。
We gotta apply this. How's it gonna work in my life?
我们需要知道怎么样应用在我们的生活当中。
So, can I turn to the next slide? Here's a summary. Embracing Christ Jesus.
现在我们来看这个总结。第一个就是委身于基督。
Encourage in Christ Jesus.
就是要在基督的里面受到鼓励
and be willing to correct, exhort in Christ Jesus.
彼此的劝勉也是在基督里面
The way this can be applied, let me share my own personal testimony.
这个是怎么样呢？让我用我自己个人的生命的见证来跟大家分享
Especially in how we, as a parent, how we're to connect with our own children.
当父母的能够怎么样跟自己的小孩有一个连结，这个是非常重要的。
And this is very, very important because my kids are becoming preteens and teenagers, so I have to be very, very careful now because they can talk back if they have to.
现在我的孩子渐渐长大了，已经进入青春期了，所以我要非常的小心，要不然呢，他们可能要开始顶嘴了。
And if you met my family, now one of them is definitely taller than me.
如果你看到我的小孩，有一个已经比我高很多了。
So let's apply these in if you will.
好，那我们来看怎么样把这些神的教导应用在我们的生活上。
I introduced my older son through that long 6-day camp that felt like years.
我刚刚讲过了，在这个六天的夏令营里面，他的离开让我觉得好像永恒那么的久。
Now thank you, Austin. Austin, can you wave your hand up there?
我们来看一下我的二儿子 Austin.
He's now going to help serve as an example where I need to grow. I'm sorry, where I need to grow in these three steps.
我就拿我跟他之间的关系也成为好像是他的对我们的服侍一样，来看看我是怎么样在这当中成长的。
My son Austin, as well as my older son and myself, we love basketball.
我们家的男生都非常喜欢的篮球，非常喜欢打篮球。
It kind of helps when your home team is doing not bad, right?
你看，如果有三个这样子，就家庭组成一个队是挺好的。
So at a very early age, when Austin wanted to play basketball, we enrolled him into the city league.
Austin 他很小的时候呢，就对篮球很有兴趣，所以我马上就帮他在社区里面注册了一个篮球队。
And because I'm a teacher,
因为我是一个老师
，I want to skip these first two steps.
对我来说很容易，我就马上。
As Coach J, I want to go into exhortation. I want to correct him.
我就很容易就把鼓励啊，还有刚刚讲的，就是对他有一个爱的尾声，我马上就跳过去了，我马上就进入这个纠正的这个部分。
Hey, we got the game clock running.
Hey, 我们现在赶快了，那个球赛要开始了。
I got no time to do this cuddly, encourage, and embracing.
那我现在当然没有办法跟他搂搂抱抱的，因为我要赶快要上战场。
Such as Austin, you better not dribble so high.
Justin, 你不要那个运球运得那么高嘛。
Shoot strong with a stiff arm and a wrist down.
你要那个投球的时候，你的手要有力。
Stop being so loose with your passes. Be straight and zip it in.
你在传球的时候，你要有方向、有目标，而且要准确。
Now you can understand. Once I dump all this on him on like his first game of his first season,
你知道，当我把这所有的教导全部都倾倒在他身上，是他生命当中的第一个比赛的时候
，any kid would naturally feel overwhelmed and exhausted and frustrated.
当然，他就会觉得他好像。整个都被压得喘不过气来了，而且非常的泄气，也很沮丧。
And very naturally, he will perceive me as nagging him.
那他会觉得爸爸讲的话就是唠叨唠叨。
I realized at one point that if I don't stop nagging him,
我后来发觉了，如果我没有停住我对他的这些唠叨的话
，he'll never play basketball again.
我们可能就不能再一起打篮球了。
Thus.I need to get back to at least that second step is to encourage in Christ Jesus.
最起码我要回到我们刚讲第二个步骤，我需要在基督耶稣里来鼓励他。
Like Austin, I like how you dove for that basketball.
Austin, 我非常喜欢你刚刚是怎么蹲下来来接那个球。
Good drive on that last game.
你上次打得非常的很神。
It was so cool. You made a buzzer beater winning shot.
你在最后一秒你投出的那个球是非常棒的。
And I've noticed once I start taking that second step of encouraging him, he's beginning to enjoy the game and feel a little bit more relaxed.
因为这些鼓励，我也可以观察到他好像在比赛的时候就比较放松一点点了。
And you know what?
你知道吗
？You know we both.Are enjoying the game.
所以现在呢，我们两个都可以一起来享受这个比赛了。
Now I need to confess another thing.
那我也需要来跟大家承认。
It's not easy to encourage.
这个实在不是一件鼓励，不是一件很容易的。
When you're like, sorry. When you're like me, when you want to just fix things.
你要如果像我是属于这一种喜欢把所有的事情都修理好的人。
That's why this first step is very, very important.
那第一个步骤。就变成非常非常的重要。
That I need to embrace Jesus even more.
所以像我这样的人，我就必须要在耶稣基督里面有更多更多的委身。
Meaning to surrender my anxieties, my wanting to control things over to Jesus.
所以我需要把我内部里面很自然的，就是想要会有不安，所以我想要来控制、来掌控所有状况的这种事情，我需要放到耶稣的脚前。
And it's through Jesus when I surrender my anxieties, my selfish plans over to Him.
如果我在耶稣基督的面前，我把我的计划还有我自己个人的这个老我能够降服下来了之后
，I begin to realize
我开始了解
that Austin does not need to be perfect by the end of the day.
Austin 他不需要是在一天结束的时候是需要很完美的。
Nor do you have to be perfect by the end of the season.
也不需要是在整个球赛结束以后他也需要达到完美的地步。
But 99.9% will do, right?
对，如果是 99.9% 的话就可以啦。
Now, through Jesus' love and forgiveness, there's hope in restoring what was broken.
所以因为是借着耶稣基督他的爱，所以呢，还有他的怜悯，他的赦免，所以能够让我们之间的关系能够再恢复过来。
And as I personally learned to embrace and submit to Jesus Christ,
当我知道我怎么样降服在耶稣基督的面前之后，
I can enjoy my dear Austin once again.
我可以再一次的享受我亲爱的儿子 Austin, 再一次的享受他。
Now I've shown how the three steps of empowerment can be used to salvage any drained relationship.
所以在这三个我们刚提过的三个能够让人力上加力的这个步骤，这一些呢也是可以帮助我们挽回许多已经要倾覆的一些关系。
And the beauty is that these three steps are universal.
而这三个步骤呢也是可以很普遍的来应用的。
They can be applied in any social context.
可以在任何的社交场合或者是人际关系当中。
Whether at home,
在家里
work,
工作
or abroad,
或者就是国外也都可以。
Apostle Paul proved effective in shepherding his servant leaders.
保罗在这个时候呢，他就证实了自己能够这样子的方法，他可以来带领出能够有牧者心肠的这个服侍的人。
Apostle Paul demonstrated how it is to mentor a protege such as Timothy.
他这里他也用他的生命来教导了怎么样子来带领下一代的这些服侍神的人。
May we serve and grow in these three same ways of empowerment in Christ Jesus.
让我们也在这三个步骤里面受到勉励，我们彼此的激励，来同走神的道路。
Can we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的主耶稣，
May our hearts be open and softened to your holy word.
我们求你让我们的心能够在你的面前打开来，而且可以软化下来，是借着你自己今天所教导的话语。
Whether we're married or we're single,
不管我们是单身或者我们已经结婚了。
Whether we're young or old,
或我们是年长的或是年幼的。
May we encourage and exhort one another amongst our church family.
让我们在这个你属于你的这个教会里面，我们彼此的鼓励，我们彼此的劝勉。
That we may embrace in Christ Jesus.
我们跟你之间能够有一个爱的尾声。
Encourage in Christ Jesus.
我们可以在耶稣基督里彼此的鼓励。
And exhort in Christ Jesus.
我们也可以在基督的教导里面，我们彼此的劝勉。
All doing so with the power and the self-discipline and the love of Jesus.
我们这样子做都是借着耶稣基督你自己的爱，还有在你里面的能力跟里面的刚强，还有谨守。
In Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们再次谢谢 Pastor Jason 的带给我们的信息最后面真的很重要。我们看到孩子们尤其我们做父母的，我们孩子也都在这里有时候看见他们太 powerful 就希望他们有 discipline， 有时候看他们太 timid 太弱小就希望他们 powerful 一点这当中很多的责难，很多的 correction， 但是没有 love。所以Pastor CJ 的信息告诉我们说 the love is the most important ingredient to bring these two together in a nice way, we have a harmony between the two. 所以这个非常的重要的信息，那我们都可以一起来学习。好，我们一起来唱一首诗歌我们要怎么样借着神给我们的恩典成为我们周围人的祝福，借我之恩福。